dropped them to 1-2 thus far, but the head coach said it's not the end of the world.
You play well one night, maybe you struggle the next, but you just keep moving forward. So I don't look at this as a plague or anything, you know, anything that's consistent. It's just, you know, it's part of the grind of the season.
The Warriors fell to the Cavaliers last night as Stephen Curry was held to just 5-for-17 from the field. The Cavs look to build on that win in Indiana. Cleveland has been red hot, winning its last 4 and 18 of 20. It's been quite a turnaround since the start of the calendar year, but LeBron James said they still have a ways to go.
We can't stack up against a lot of these teams because we just don't have the camaraderie and the experiences a lot of teams that have this playing well right now. When you look at the Western Conference, from the Clippers to Memphis to Golden State to Portland to San Antonio to, you know, Chicago, Washington, Toronto, they've played playoff games together. We have not played one game.
James had 42 last night despite a sore back. Kyrie Irving, though, doubtful for tonight due to a shoulder injury. The Thunder try to bounce back after having their 7-game winning streak come to an end last night. They tip off against the Blazers in Portland. A couple of NFL wide receivers have been released. The Dolphins cut Brian Hartline. The Falcons have parted ways with Harry Douglas. I'm Rich Ackerman.
We're awake 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with opinions, great guests, all the scores, and your phone calls. CBS Sports Radio.
I'm Patrick Ziner with your community calendar, brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. Join the CS Noon Lions Club this evening at 6:30 at the Brazos County Expo Center for the Honoring Our Heroes Dinner and Concert featuring Neil McCoy. Visit csnoonlions.org for reservations. The third annual Young Lady Success Seminar will be held tomorrow from 8:30 to 2 at the Blinn College Student Center. Essay and registration details are at yl-success.com. The Brazos Valley Farmers Market Association offers fresh, locally grown vegetables and fruits for sale every Saturday morning from 8 a.m. to noon on the corner of Texas Avenue and William J. Bryan Parkway. GroundShuttle.com offers frequent and reliable shuttles between Bryan College Station and both Houston airports. Commute in comfort with luxury shuttles with reclining seats, power outlets, and Wi-Fi coming soon. GroundShuttle.com, let us do the driving. Today, mostly cloudy and 44. Tonight, slight chance of rain, cloudy and 33. Want to listen to A&M football, basketball, baseball, softball, and soccer on your phone? Visit RadioAggieland.com.
Texas affords great businesses the freedom to grow. Outstanding business practices affords Texans one of the strongest economies in the country. This is Inside Texas Business.
Strong competition is key, says Gwen Drumgoole, risk manager of Houston Community College.
Houston Community College provides students with knowledge and skills to compete in today's technological and global economy. We believe what is good for you is good for our community and region.
Inside Texas Business, presented by Texas Mutual Insurance Company, a policyholder-owned workers' comp provider. Work safe, Texas.
How to share the road with trucks is something every driver needs to know. Here is TxDOT's John Barton.
One way to prevent a run-in with a large truck is to be aware of the truck's no zones. Those are the truck's blind spots on the sides, in the front, and in the rear where the driver simply cannot see you. If you can't see the driver in his mirrors, he can't see you either. If you're tempted to squeeze past a truck turning right, don't. You'll be in the no zone, and that's not a safe place to be.
TxDOT reminds you to be safe, drive smart, and safely share the road with trucks.
Howdy, this is Royce Hickman, president of the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce. The Chamber, the Brazos Valley Restaurant Association, and title sponsor HEB invite you to a Taste of Aggieland, an Epicurean extravaganza, Tuesday, March the 3rd, beginning at 5:45 p.m. at the Brazos County Expo Complex. Come sample cuisine from many local restaurants while enjoying an evening of entertainment, plus all the food and beverage from your favorite places. What a great way to spend your night. General admission, just $25. Premium tickets, only $50. Bring your appetite and bring your friends to a Taste of Aggieland, Tuesday, March the 3rd. Call 260-5200 for more details.
Everyone knows Rattlers always has great specials in their stores, but with the Rattlers Registered Rewards Card, you'll get extra savings throughout the store. Got a sweet tooth? You'll love this month's candy special. Any king-size candy bar, two for only $2.22. Also, any size fountain drink's only a dollar, but with your Registered Rattlers Rewards Card, it's only 50 cents. See, you're saving already, and when you're calling it a day, be sure to stop in at your closest Rattlers store and pick up an 18-pack of any of the fine family of beers from Bud, Miller, and Coors for only $14.99. Save every day at Rattlers. Rattlers. Friendly, clean, Texan.
Life is simple. Eat, drink, and talk Aggie basketball on Sports Radio 1150 The Zone.
And now, live from the Eagle Newsroom in Bryan, it's Aggie Nation, covering Aggie football since the first game in 1894 and every game since. Talking all things A&M and all the pro and high school sports you want to hear. Aggie Nation on Sports Radio 1150, The Zone.
Everyone out there, Bryan, College Station, surrounding areas, people listening around the world, on the web, maybe on other worlds, we don't know. We don't know where this is all being broadcast to or who's listening.
There's people everywhere listening.
Yeah. Well, other people on other worlds won't get this for a while, but, you know, when they do get it.
Maybe on the International Space Station.
Yeah. Or then people after listening, we've been broadcasting stuff into space since, like, 1930-something. So, you know, maybe they'll get it at some point. When you do, this will all be old news, but you don't know that, so here we go. It's Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle, Aubrey Bloom, Robert Primo, and we are brought to you by MSC Opus. Check out all the great events coming this season at mscopus.org. One of the big events, Jack Hanna, coming tomorrow. You going to go see the animals?
Unfortunately, I will be working, but I will. In spirit, I will be there. I love Jack Hanna.
My parents are coming in town, so I'm not going to be able to.
It's a weird little niche thing that he's carved out for himself.
The kids love him.
Well, no, I'm not denigrating. I'm not saying bad words. I'm saying it's weird that we do have a kind of a Safari Jack type like him in the world. And I wish we had more, frankly.
More animal people?
Yeah. Wow. We just come over to your house, bring a kinkajou.
What's a kinkajou?
It's a bear cat.
Okay.
It's supposedly what a bear cat really is.
Did you just make that up?
No, I'm serious. Look it up.
Is that like a Sam Houston thing y'all passed down?
Supposedly. But, okay. I mean, it comes from Sam Houston was as tough as a bear cat. But
I'm not buying it.
Well, that's fine. You can look it up later.
Kinkajou.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, he can bring something else. I mean, he can bring, you know, a bald eagle.
A kinkajou and a bald eagle. Those seem like they wouldn't go well together. 229-1939 is the text line. It's the Friday show, so we've got a lot planned, but we don't have to stick to it. Y'all can text us and tell us what you want to talk about. Do you have a topic that you think needs to be weighed in on? Solved. We will rule definitively on said topic. Remember that ties go to Primo because he's older than me.
Yeah,
so
that's what they
if
want.
We disagree, then Primo rules will settle it. So hit us up with those again, 229-1939. Primo, okay, we're gonna get this out of the way. We're gonna talk about A&M sports. We got women's basketball, men's basketball. Tough game last night for the women. We'll talk about that later. Also, as usual on Friday, I'll tell you who you're for this weekend. We got that later on. The high school report. Everybody's playing. We have 3,000 games.
It's actually, if you count everything we cover, it is Cease is over there trying to keep his hair from bursting into flames.
NASCAR. We've got Kevin Stallings yelling at people. We've got, of course, it's Friday. We'll have space news. But first, did everybody collectively lose our minds yesterday? This has had to be the weirdest day I can remember in a long time. The rare double meme day, Primo. We had the llamas on the lamb. That happened while we were on the air yesterday. So we were able to give the people a live, you know, update on the llamas. Tell you how crazy the llama thing was. Did you get to watch it?
No, I have heard bits and pieces of this, though. Well, and I do love a good llama story.
Well, are there lots of llama stories?
Man, go back and watch Monty Python's The Holy Grail.
The llama situation was so crazy yesterday. I was trying to explain it to my girlfriend and her brother that I couldn't really explain it that well. And we watched the whole thing last night. So I was watching llama coverage that I had already seen again, and it was still just as good the second time. I mean, we doubled down on the llamas, and it was still just as good. And I'll tell you what's better is that there were people.
This is pretty funny.
You know, someone in a newsroom. The best thing. All right, so the one that we were out in the newsroom on CNN, our TV doesn't have sound. Well, it does, but it's never on.
Right.
And so we're watching last night. It was a Fox feed from whatever the local Fox affiliate is in Phoenix or whatever. And the guy doing the announcing, you could tell that he was like this is it. This is my one shining moment. I'm turning this thing.
It's Ron Burgundy.
I'm about to be the Woodward and Bernstein of this llama chase.
Right.
And, you know, the new voice for a new – Brian Williams is down. He's thinking, I'm getting his place with with my llama coverage.
Right.
And this guy nailed it, Primo. I mean, play by play. He had a map pulled up. Now, his sidekick was not as good. She was struggling a little bit.
Right.
But this guy was just –
She didn't feel the brevity of the moment.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, so, she was –
Am I using the right words
yeah,
there?
No, she didn't feel the – she didn't have the gravitas needed to – be able to pull off this insane llama coverage.
Oh,
however,
gosh, that's so funny.
They got better, though. The one I was watching last night, you could hear the people in the newsroom cheering for the llamas. So anytime
when a llama broke through,
the whole newsroom behind them, you know, normally on a newscast, you can't hear the newsroom.
No, I'm sure there's a silence
rule. And I assume that's the thing that you don't want to be able
right.
to hear. We don't just let people hear the newsroom.
No, we try like heck not to, you know, I mean, I'm trying to make noise now, and I can't even do it. But there's always ambient noise you're trying like heck not to get on
the
air.
And we're like in a soundproof room in the middle of the Eagle.
Right.
That we don't want people here in our newsroom. So I assume you don't want people here in the newsroom. But every time the llamas broke through, you'd hear people cheering in the background.
Oh, that is so awesome.
Oh, and
I definitely am going to have to spend some time.
Oh, it was so good. It was so good. And then,
just looking at still photos, I can see why this would be as funny as... As people made it out to me.
And everybody broke in on this. So when this was all over, we're after the show, and, you know, we're talking about llamas, and it was like, man, what a day. The llama thing, what a day, Primo. And then, and we're not going to spend a whole lot of time on it, because I'm sure that every show today has talked about the investigative reporting involved with this dress situation.
I've only just heard that word, that suddenly the word dress is news. I have no idea.
You have no idea.
No, I have no idea.
Google it. And tell us what color you see, then. If you don't know what
I literally,
about.
I have heard the word.
Yeah, just Google what color is this dress. It'll be the number one thing. The page on BuzzFeed had over like 10 million views yesterday.
You're talking about with the stripes?
Yeah. What color is it?
Well, it's multiple colors because of the stripes.
Yeah, but what colors is it? Are it? Whatever.
Well.
Let me make sure you're looking at the right thing.
Well, I'm looking at three. I'm looking at the wrong thing, maybe.
Well, you got to pull up the right thing.
You do, don't you?
Did you pull up the BuzzFeed thing?
No.
What are you working on over there?
Well, it says how colorblind people see it. Here, hold on.
Okay.
We're working on
this. We got an untainted view here. Primo, this is...
It's tan and, I don't know, kind of white with little tiny blue stripes.
What? You're not looking at the right thing.
Well, apparently I'm not.
Where did you see that?
Here, hold on.
I don't even want to know what you're looking at now.
No, it's just... No, I mean, you can see it's doing this thing. Look. Well, no. It's become not the dress. It's become what is this dress, and then people are putting filters on it. Is this what's happening?
Yeah. Here, let me pull it up for you, Primo. Anyway, so everyone knows about this.
It's not one color.
Well, it is stripes. So, it's definitely striped. But the whole thing is about what color do you see it as. Here, let me pull it up.
Well, I don't see it as one color.
I'm about to pull up a photo for
this
you.
This sounds very confusing.
Yeah. Okay.
I can see why the controversy is happening.
All right, what do you get here?
Okay, from that, I would say I would go gold is the main.
Is it gold and white?
Yeah. I mean, gold and white is, yeah, that's what
I... So you're on team gold and white. Apparently, about 34% of people, when they first look at this thing, see it as black and blue.
No.
Yeah, so this was a big thing last night.
It's not even close to... I mean, there is the little tiny blue stripes that kind of bleed into the white, but no.
It actually is blue and brown.
Okay, well, I could see the blue.
But...
And brown and gold when you start talking about colors.
It has to do with what colors your eye... Anyway, the
right, well, that's what I was pulling up, is now people are trying to show you what these other people are seeing.
Yeah, well, it was wild.
To prove that they're not crazy.
And I have, the reason I bring it up, I know everyone's talked about it all day, is because I was one of the people that it changed colors. I was working on a story, and I was transcribing. You know how it is when you're transcribing, you're locked in, you got the headphones on, you're typing on the computer.
Yes.
And my girlfriend said, hey, what color is this? And I went, oh, it's blue and black. And she was like, yeah, that's what I see, too. And so then later on, I'm working. Later on, get off the computer, and I'm watching, you know, basketball, whatever I was watching last night. And I'm going through Twitter, and I see that this has become a big thing. And I click on it, and I go, is this the same thing you showed me earlier? And she goes, yeah. And I go, well, now it looks gold and white. And she goes, what? And this, so it turned the whole thing. But for me, it actually changed colors. So who knows, Primo?
Well, and like I said, you're seeing things put in. You're seeing people dodging the actual photograph to try to make it look like what the people who see black and blue.
Yeah. Well, it was black and blue the first time I looked at it. I saw it clearly as black and blue.
Maybe you're a dog. Aren't dogs colorblind?
No, I don't know. But see, and then it's something about the way your eyes block out certain things. Anyway, but that took over last night.
Right.
The BuzzFeed page on this thing, and these people are paid by the click. I'm interested to know how much the person that put this up on BuzzFeed actually gets paid for this story. As of last night, it had over 10 million page views, Primo.
I'm going to say, what is 10 million times 0.01 pennies? That's what he got paid.
And that's like 100,000?
Is it?
Oh, 0.01 pennies.
Yeah, pennies.
That's 100,000 pennies.
Okay, well, that's a good day's work, right?
What is
right?
that? $1,000?
Sure.
I'm bad at math, Primo.
Yeah,
let's not
it
worry
is,
about
right?
that. I think
yeah, it is.
I think it's $1,000, but, you know, we don't know how much they get paid. It could be more. It could be less.
Well, I'm just taking
a guess.
Well,
what a day. What a day for that person.
Well, if your life is based on clicks and you get that many, that's a good day, right?
Yeah.
You're not getting that on just, you know,
no.
Any old day. Hey, look, this, you know, cauliflower looks like Nixon. you might get
tortilla
half
looks like
of that,
Elvis.
Maybe. You're right. Yeah, you might get a few, but you're not going to get.
Yeah, who knows?
I like the llama story better, but I do see how the
dress thing was better because
it caused much more controversy.
It ruined everything I've ever known about.
It caused a controversy in your own brain.
Yeah, yeah, it did. It did cause a controversy in my own brain. The llamas, which is a much clear cut story. Someone texted us, and again, 229-1939, what's on your mind? What do you want us to weigh in on? Anything you want to talk about, let us know. We'll get there. Someone texted us, the llamas on the lamb was a good story, but doesn't compare with the lamb on the llama story. They said, I know, that's a weak joke. That is a weak joke. But, hey, it's Friday. It's the day for the weak jokes. Let's go to break. When we come back, everyone's favorite Friday segment, Primo, when we get back. Everyone knows what that is. It's time for Space News when we return. Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle, Sports Radio 1150, The Zone.
Double the Bellucci Hour, and you double the fun. So, twice a week, have lunch at the Tap from noon to 1 with Billy Lucci and Bryce Jones of TexAgs Radio. Billy and Bryce have the answers to all your recruiting questions and everything else you need to know to get in the know for Aggie football. The 2015 offseason doesn't feel half as long with a Bellucci Hour lunch. Brought to you in part by Stephen Gastitis, attorney at law. Don't miss the Bellucci Hour every Monday and Thursday from noon till 1 at the Tap.
Does your business want to reach seniors in the Brazos Valley? Then the upcoming issue of Brazos Wellness Magazine is the place to advertise. Brazos Wellness is a 48-page local publication filled with local articles that active seniors love to read. Plus, it's direct mailed, distributed at racks all over town, and will be available at the upcoming Senior Expo. To place an ad for your business in the Brazos Wellness Magazine for senior living, call Sam Jones with Brian Broadcasting or email sam@brianbroadcasting.com.
Whether at work or play, your trucks and equipment take a beating every day. Make them last with Rhino Linings Protective Coatings. If you're investing in a new truck or just looking to add life to your existing truck, trailer, RV, and equipment, Rhino Linings is a proven solution. The new Rhino Extreme Coating offers superior resistance against chemical, rust, and corrosion, as well as durable impact resistance to withstand those heavy loads. If you want an industrial-strength truck bed liner, go extreme. Get yours today at Texas Custom Outfitters on Highway 6 in Navasota. Call for more info, 936-870-3000.
This is your 2015 Toyota Tundra, your castle on wheels. And in it, you rule. If you want to drive over mountains, go ahead. Through rivers, no problem. Roads, who needs roads? This truck can handle the toughest terrains, and its nav system can take you to well out of the way places and back again. So turn that key and you're off. Nothing holding you back. Free to roam the open road.
Daddy, are we almost there?
But first, a little ballet.
Yeah, sweetie. Couple more minutes.
Have your truck your way with the 2015 Toyota Tundra. With stylish design, bold exterior, comfortable interior, and latest technology, it's Texas built for today's truck driver. Right now, lease a dependable new 2015 Tundra Double Cab V8 for $349 a month for 24 months with $29.99 due at signing. Toyota, let's go places. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states. Ends 3/2/15.
This is Officer Reeder with the Marshal's Office. If you think you have a warrant in your name, find out for sure. Don't risk being arrested once the Texas Warrant Roundup starts. Notices will be going out soon to encourage people to take care of their outstanding warrants before Saturday, March the 7th, in order to avoid arrest. Once the roundup starts, you can be arrested at any time or any place, including your home, work, or at school. To find out if you're on the warrant list, contact the Bryan Municipal Court at 209-5400 or in person. Take care of the warrant before the grace period. It ends.
This is Aggieland's home for sports.
Not to be denied.
Sports Radio 1150 The Zone.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Her ongoing mission: to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life forms and new civilizations, to boldly go where no one has gone before.
Welcome back. Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle, Aubrey Bloom, Robert Primo. That was today's intro for Space News, Primo, because every Friday we do Space News. Today is fake Space News, I suppose. The death of Leonard Nimoy this morning. When I first heard about that, I was like, the space news, it's got to be him from Star Trek doing the Final Frontier speech. I was like, that's got to be the intro today. Are you a Trek fan?
Huge.
Okay.
Yeah.
I am a massive Trekkie. And so this was, we were talking about this in a little bit in the newsroom earlier. Everyone thinks of him as like old Spock.
Right.
But he's good in the new movies, where he was a big role in the first one, and not really in the second one, but still right. was involved. He was still Spock for like 40 years of Spockness.
Yeah, and I am such a fan of the original series that I resist any change when it comes to this. You can call me a leader of the GOP of Star Trek, very conservative. So I automatically went into the new movies. The first one I actually went to go see, I think, and I'm like, oh gosh, this guy's not Kirk, this guy's not Nimoy, these guys are all terrible. And it was interesting seeing over time watching that movie and then going back and watching it again, how I did start to appreciate the movie. But the bringing in Spock is sneaky. It's very hard for somebody like me to see him in a movie and not automatically like it. It's kind of like Indiana Jones. If Harrison Ford's in it, I don't care what the movie is around it. And I think it was smart bringing him in. Yeah, I know. A lot of people don't like that Crystal Skull movie. I loved it. It was Indy in his hat and a whip. I don't care about
that. That might be a conversation.
Right,
for
it might be.
Day.
But the point is,
also spatially.
The point is, I don't know how good some of those Star Trek movies were. That you know, they were kind of up and down, but they had that original cast in it, and I love the original cast. And you can't have that cast is so ensemble. It really is missing something if it doesn't have all the parts. Spock might be the most important. I mean, I'm not sure how you make... I mean, obviously, Kirk is the leader, but it's like you can't have that movie without Spock. You can't have that TV show be the cult classic it is without Spock. You know, and maybe you can't have it without Kirk, and maybe you can't have it without Bones, but he was so important. And the point of me blabbing on about that movie, the first one with the new cast, I thought he was fantastic, and it brought in an interesting time twist that still gives me a headache trying to solve. But he was great. I mean, he's one of those guys that he, you know, looking at his IMDb page, he's done a million things, but he's Spock. And I don't know that he ever, he probably tried to run away from it at times. But the fact that he came back, I didn't see that as a money grab. You know, Leonard Nimoy needs some rent money. I thought he really does love that character. And, I mean, it's a sad day for Trekkies everywhere.
Yeah, well, and I have a different – I'm more like the opposite, you know, I guess. I guess I'm a liberal Trekkie because, for me, my original was The Next Generation.
Right.
Because that came on when I was a kid.
Which was huge with your generation.
Yeah, and so for me, that was really more I saw – you know, more of that one and then went back and watched the originals. But I don't know if there was ever – I'll put it how – this is how powerful Spock's character was, is that they essentially had to come up with a way – Data is the new version Spock, a, you know, emotionless, fact-driven, logic-driven character. They couldn't just replace Spock with another Vulcan because no one would ever be able to live up to that. So they had to create a whole new thing to try to take Spock's place in Data, and even he didn't live up to it. Spock's my favorite character of the franchise. And I actually really like Zachary Quinto's portrayal of him, and there's another movie coming here at some point, and hopefully he keeps doing a good job. But
I'm sure there is.
But yeah, I mean, he was Spock to a lot of people. He was really one of the characters that made Star Trek what it was. This, you know, again, emotionless but had emotion. You know, he didn't want to but did.
Well, he was the half human, half Vulcan thing to give it a little a little maneuverability, I guess, with the character. Otherwise, he'd be just a one note guy, and Spock wasn't a one note guy. You know, he was a voice. I'd have to ask Rob about this. I can't find it on the page. I'd have swore he was a voiceover for National Geographic or some sort of, maybe it was a documentary series, I thought, and I can't find it. Maybe it was a science show that didn't have animals in it, but I can't find it. And I know I'm not misremembering that. I'm not mixing him up with Lorne Greene or somebody else, but I'd swear I remember him also as I was growing up being a kind of an important voice, TV-wise, for something that didn't have anything to do with Star Trek. But needless to say, and, you know, he was on Mission Impossible, just looking at a lot of the things he was on. He actually spent some time on Gunsmoke.
The other thing, though,
it's interesting,
me,
a lot of the stuff
Nimoy
that he did do.
When showed up, like you said, he was Spock. It was Spock showing up in that whatever show, you know.
Oh, there's no doubt.
Seeing him with emotion in other shows was always weird. And I'm sure that he didn't like that, but it was always part of it. Someone texted, if you didn't know, AggieCon was huge in the late 80s, early 90s. Still, AggieCon's still a big deal, one of the larger sci-fi conventions. But it said, AggieCon was huge in the late 80s, early 90s. Leonard Nimoy would attend, and he would often drink at Dudley's when he was here. That is an opportunity I wish I would have had.
I don't doubt that.
To have a brew at Dudley's with Leonard Nimoy.
Yeah, he's a fascinating guy. It, you know, you go and look at some of his, I can't remember if it was photography that he really got into. He was a, how do you put it? His IQ was very high, it seemed. He was a maybe even a bit restless in that he, you know, again, you look at his, you just look at he never stopped working. I mean, he's just constantly active and doing things. I don't know, it will be interesting to see, you know, as the day unfolds and how many, you know, are there any tributes to him? What do people have to say about him? I don't spend a ton of time on Twitter, but I would imagine he'll have a kind of a presence on Twitter today as people recall and remember.
Yeah, and NASA has already done some, you know, different things on social media and stuff like that as tributes to Leonard Nimoy. Someone said the show you were thinking of that he did the voiceover on, Nova.
Yeah, okay, yeah, it was Yeah, it was Nova. And I'm sure he, and I can't find how much he did on there, but I know I grew up listening to him, you know, be the voiceover guy for Nova.
Do you have a favorite Trek episode?
Oh, dude. Well, the Harry Mudd episodes are probably my favorite. There's two Harry Mudd episodes, and the second one I think is better. He makes a group of robot women to be a servant, and he has a robot wife that he literally says one word to. She comes out of her little cave, Harry Mudd, you no good, whatever, whatever, and he just says, shut up, and she goes back into her thing. That's funny. Off the top of my head, you put me on the spot. There aren't many that I don't like. The one where
the Tribbles.
Where Jim. Well, the Tribbles are funny. The Tribbles are a little possibly overrated, but I do like the scene where they're in a neutral zone bar and there's all sorts of different races of beings. You don't see that too often in any of the original Star Trek. That's kind of cool.
So you might not have had a favorite episode, but a favorite movie had to. It's got to be three, right?
It's definitely the rock climbing movie episode.
That's,
is that three or four?
I think that's four.
Well, that's my favorite scenes from all of them, other than two, which if I had to pick one, it'd be Wrath of Khan.
Yeah, I mean, that's the obvious. That's what I'm. Oh, I said three. I meant two. The Wrath of Khan is obviously the best. Yeah. And no matter how good the new movies get, or how that'll always be the best one.
It's iconic.
Yeah.
I mean, somebody yelling out Khan is still funny.
Yeah, it even made...
And it doesn't... Half the people don't even know what that means, and they think it's kind of funny.
Yeah. Anyway, that's today's version of space news. Like we said, fake space news. But space news nonetheless, because for a lot of people, the... you know, especially people my age and even a little bit older than me, the shows, movies, things about space is what got us interested in space in the first place.
Oh, no doubt.
So, yeah. Even though Star Trek isn't real space news, it's definitely still space news. Someone else texted Nimoy was the voice on In Search Of TV show, where they would look for Bigfoot and other legendary creatures.
That is definitely...
Okay.
I definitely watched a lot of that. God, yeah, In Search Of. Thank you for that.
Yeah, good text. All right, let's go to break. Again, sad news with the passing of Leonard Nimoy today. We will go to break, come back. Let's talk some actual sports, Primo. That's what we get paid to do, so we might as well do it. We'll come back and do that. Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle, Sports Radio 1150, The Zone.
From News Talk 1620 WTAW, I'm Bill Oliver at the News Update on Sports Radio 1150 The Zone. Generations of Texas A&M sports fans and students in the vet school grew up with the voice of Roger Feldman. University announced Dr. Feldman died Wednesday in College Station at the age of 89. Feldman was the public address announcer at Kyle Field for football games and track and field meets for more than 30 years. He also did basketball games at G. Raleigh White, along with vet school graduations for more than 40 years at the Coliseum and Reed Arena. More biographical information is online at WTAW.com, along with details of next weekend's funeral visitation and memorial service. Leonard Nimoy, world-famous to Star Trek fans through a beloved cult TV series and a half-dozen films as the pointy-eared, purely logical science officer Mr. Spock, has died. Nimoy's son Adam says the actor died this morning in Los Angeles of end-stage chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. He was 83. Last night's College Station City Council meeting included a report on this week's meeting of the Transportation Committee. Councilwoman Blanche Brick says the Brazos Transit District is expanding services.
The district will be running bigger buses than the small ones that they have had. And they will also be running an express bus from downtown Bryan to A&M and also to Tower Point, and then returning from Tower Point. So that will be an opportunity for people to get to work in ways they maybe haven't had before.
Brick also says in the next year and a half, the district will be installing signs at busy locations noting bus times and installing enclosed areas where riders can wait during inclement weather. There's a new district engineer in charge of the TxDOT region based in Bryan. Lance Simmons succeeds Catherine Heil, who recently retired after 5 years leading the 10-county district. Simmons, a Texas A&M graduate, spent the last 11 years in East Texas working out of the district office in Atlanta. For more, go online to WTAW.com. I'm Bill Oliver on Sports Radio 1150 The Zone.
Everyone knows Rattlers always has great specials in their stores, but with the Rattlers Registered Rewards Card, you'll get extra savings throughout the store. Got a sweet tooth? You'll love this month's candy special. Any king-size candy bar, two for only $2.22. Also, any size fountain drink's only a dollar, but with your Registered Rattlers Rewards Card, it's only 50 cents. See, you're saving already. And when you're calling it a day, be sure to stop in at your closest Rattlers store and pick up an 18-pack of any of the fine family of beers from Bud, Miller, and Coors for only $14.99. Save every day at Rattlers. Rattlers. Friendly. Clean. Texan.
Join us Friday and Saturday, March 6th and 7th, for the 2015 Bargain Blitz, benefiting the Junior League of Bryan College Station. Bargain Blitz will open with a preview party Friday night where shoppers will enjoy a pizza dinner, DJ, and a first chance at a huge variety of treasures, including clothes, toys, tools, books, furniture, appliances, and much, much more. Admission to preview night is $6 for adults and $3 for the kids. Doors will reopen Saturday morning. Admission is just $1 and free for kids 12 and under. See you out at the Expo, our new Bargain Blitz location.
Double the Bellucci Hour and you double the fun. So twice a week, have lunch at the Tap from noon to 1 with Billy Lucci and Bryce Jones of TxAgs Radio. Billy and Bryce have the answers to all your recruiting questions and everything else you need to know to get in the know for Aggie football. The 2015 offseason doesn't feel half as long with a Bellucci Hour lunch. Brought to you in part by Stephen Gustitis, attorney at law. Don't miss the Bellucci Hour every Monday and Thursday from noon till 1 at the Tap.
Join us at the Bryan Broadcasting Studios February 28th starting at 10:30 as we fill a bowl and fight hunger with empty bowls. Come to Crystal Park Plaza on Highway 6 in Emerald Parkway, and for a donation of $10, get a handmade bowl made and decorated by a Brazos Valley student or teacher, which you can fill with a hot bowl of gourmet soup from local restaurants. Money raised will benefit A&M Consolidated High School's Food Pantry and the Arts Council. This year's bowls are provided by art class at Allen Academy, Bryan ISD, College Station ISD, and Richards ISD. Celebrate art and fight hunger with empty bowls.
Sports Radio, 1150 The Zone. Bryan College Station Institution since 2000.
In the middle of the earth, in the land of Shire, lives a brave little hobbit whom we all admire. With his long wooden pipe, fuzzy woolly toes, he lives in a hobbit hole and everybody knows him. Bilbo, Bilbo Baggins, he's only 3 feet tall.
Doesn't sound like him, does it?
No, it doesn't.
But it's him.
Bilbo
yeah,
Baggins,
I know this.
The Ballad of Bilbo Baggins, of course, sung by Leonard Nimoy. If you didn't guess already, today's music has a very Nimoy-centric theme. So, a good one there. Welcome back, Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle, Aubrey Bloom, Robert Primo. Let's talk a little bit about this Kevin Stallings thing last night, Primo, because he went off the deep end, I think, a little bit. And it's not so much the question of what he did in this particular case, but my bigger question is, in major sports, specifically, and this isn't including football because we can't hear what the coaches are saying in football for the most part. So basketball, baseball a little bit, things like that. Is the age of the crazy coach, you know, being able to cuss and yell and scream, has that ended? I mean, can you get away with that anymore?
Yes. You just can't say, I'll kill you.
That's what I'm saying. He went over the deep
end. Yeah, you can, because, you can. Rick Carlisle did it to a certain degree just a couple days ago at Rajon Rondo. And some suggest that he wanted it to happen, him being a psychology major and a pretty intelligent guy and a good coach, that things had been festering and he may have, and I don't know that he let it get to that point, but the point is he and Rondo went at it in daylight, broad daylight, everybody can see it, and I think we'll see that the Mavericks may end up being a better team for it. It is a line though there somewhere where right. you can be animated, you can even chew out a player. I think you do have to be careful about your word choice in today's era of the everything's recorded, the TV mics are better than ever. If you say the wrong things at the right time when the crowd is just for whatever reason completely silent at that moment, you know, everybody hears it. And I think Kevin Stallings' word choice here is probably, it's the problem.
Well, it was not ideal.
The getting mad at a player who's, I mean, and it's that irony thing of, you know, Bob Knight expects discipline, yet he doesn't conduct himself with any. Kevin Stallings, I think, was getting mad at the player because the player wasn't being sportsmanlike.
Yeah.
So probably telling him that you're going to kill him is not the way to get your message across.
Yeah, and he obviously went off the deep end. You're going to get in trouble for doing that these days. But, you know, I just think it's interesting. I know we talk to high school coaches all the time, and it seems to me that it's changed a lot from even when I was in high school, which, again, not that long ago, about 10 years ago, I guess 11 now, but where coaches don't get away with the same kind of stuff they used to do. I mean, you used to hear all kinds of stuff, you know, in practices and games right. and stuff like that, and now you don't. At the pro level is a little bit, it's different and it's not. It's a little bit different because you're on TV so much, you definitely can't get away with it, but you're also dealing with guys paid to play. So I think fans and, you know, people are more understanding of that. Plus, you know, I don't think LeBron James's mom is going to come out of the crowd and, you know, start.
Well, I was going to say, what you're describing, when you start talking about the high school level, you are bringing in the parents. Mm-hmm. And the parents, we've become, I mean, I hate to say it, we're soft. We are a soft society now. We don't want our little babies being yelled at. We don't want to be yelled at. We don't respect authority the way we used to. I mean, just think of Junction and what happened with the Junction Boys. There might be literally federal investigations into what happened out there. Now, we celebrated as a kind of an achievement in the past, and it was one of probably many sort of, maybe not to that extent, kind of death camp, training camp type situations where you beat the players up to get them ready for the long season, and they respect, they'll do whatever you ask them to, or they'll quit. But you won't find too many. I mean, and I'm sure there were parents who, you know, complained in the 40s, 50s, and 60s to some degree. But you see it more now. And
well,
you see,
I mean,
players not respecting authority the same way they used to. So the coach has learned these players aren't going to respond. They're going to run if I yell at them. So I can't yell at them. I've got to find a different way to reach them.
Well, and I think that's essentially what we saw happen with Billy Gillespie at Texas Tech.
Right.
I mean, he was... And we don't know. Apparently, one of the guys ended up with a stress fracture that, you know, was a serious injury that Gillespie tried to get him to run through or whatever. And,
right.
And we don't know all the exact details
right.
of that. We only know what,
no,
what they
I know,
say.
No, I know none of the details for real.
But that's essentially what happened.
Right.
You know, and we heard a lot from the A&M players after that coming out and saying that, you know, we all did that same stuff, but it, look how we turned out.
Oh, yeah. And, well, no, I mean, Gillespie was an example of how respecting authority still works. If you have a hardcore authority figure.
Well, and that was the thing. I think he's a good – and this is what made – the Stallings thing last night immediately made me think of this, just because, to me, he is the one – Gillespie is the one who showed both sides of this in kind of the modern era of how we bring up players in the high school ranks. When he was at A&M and he had – early on, and I know that later on he did have some big recruits. The,
right.
the guys from Dallas were all big-time recruits. But
right.
his first two teams were not. Antoine Wright was, but he only had him for 1 year. Then he went to
right.
the NBA. We heard the stories of A.C. Law thought about quitting and his parents wouldn't let him and all this
right.
kind of stuff. And it showed how at A&M, with those kind of guys, it can work. And then it also showed how at Kentucky, with those kind of guys, it couldn't.
Well,
and
I think
the
Kentucky
that was an interesting changeover.
Yeah, and the Kentucky scenario is probably more what I'm speaking of. The modern day prima donna athlete who hears how great they are before they've almost really done anything. Those people are hard to deal with, and you don't see coaches do a lot of yelling at them. I think what was interesting about Gillespie coming to A&M is, you know, you say, well, he didn't have a lot of good recruits, but in the team's own mind and in a player's own mind, they're always up here, no matter – they could be the last place team in the Big 12, but if you're the best player on that team, you feel like you're the man, and you're the guy that the coach has to respect. What was interesting was watching that team and Antoine Wright buy in and A.C. Law go through the struggles, but then they start winning. And when they start winning, suddenly it's like, oh, wait. Maybe there is a point to all of this yelling and screaming and this BS
yeah.
that I've got to deal with. And that's a chicken and an egg thing. That's a coach like Gillespie, a coach who's a hardcore yell in your face disciplinarian type, a coach really like that has got to win, or the players just aren't going to buy in.
Well, and that's
and
why
that
I bring that up, because I wonder if there's a limit to how big of a job those coaches can succeed in now. Is kind of why I bring this up. I mean, cuz to me, the one like that now...
It's pretty hard.
I would be interested to see how Greg Marshall, the coach at Wichita, would do at a place where he could
like
get...
Like a Kentucky.
Yeah,
or
a Kentucky, a
North
Kansas,
Carolina.
And North Carolina.
Right.
How he would do at a place like that. Because I wonder if that age is almost done with. I mean, in the college and level. If you can get away with that anymore.
I don't know. I know it's not, it's a fine line. I mean, you don't see Calipari. I mean, I don't know. Calipari gets pretty upset at times, but he's also, you know, the ultimate politician.
Yeah.
And I would imagine there's a lot of,
well, and I think a lot of
schmoozing and begging his players not to leave.
I think it's an act a little
bit.
Yeah,
yeah, it probably is.
Kind of like with Frank Martin. I think he's an act, too. I think the way he acts
a lot of it looks
during games,
more like just
I think it's an
hot
act.
Air.
Yeah. So I think it's all for the officials.
I don't know. I don't think. I mean, I think you're always going to see coaches in players' faces. What we're I guess delving into is how success. I mean, we're almost getting
yeah.
into the psychology of the modern coach, and
well,
it definitely has changed.
Well, and the modern player. And that's just, you know, this. And we're pretty far off of the Kevin Stallings team, but it just made me think of that last night of, you know, watching this whole situation unfold and people's reactions to it. And yeah, again, he went. You can't tell a player you're going to kill him. You definitely cannot do that.
No.
And even though, I mean, he obviously, that's not what he meant, but still, you can't say stuff like that these days. You're not going to go with it.
No, that's better to just kick him off the team behind closed doors if you're that mad.
Well, and again, like you said, it goes back to how can you tell players that they've got to stay under control at all times when you don't?
No, well, and I think that was one of the genius moves. And we've had coaches who've come through that I've met who don't yell and who wouldn't be boisterous on the sidelines. And I would think, gosh, this guy is one of the fieriest guys I know and one of the hardest coaches probably to play for. And yet he never yells. And his idea was, I don't want the kids to see me panicking on game day. If they see me not panicking, maybe my example will be that, you know, we'll set the tone for a team that also doesn't panic. And that's, I mean, again, we're bringing up, I mean, we're delving into a lot of different, but that guy was a hard case. Like, I know for a fact players did not always enjoy playing for him, but on game day, I don't think I ever once saw him yell or scream or lose his mind because of what I just, you know, he wanted to be the rock.
And we saw, you know, and that's not to say that one style works better than others. Like I said, I just was
wondering.
I was just wondering if that style can even work these days. And another good example is that if A&M would have had a stretch of 10 minutes like they had, how A&M approached that Arkansas first half, the way that Billy Kennedy did it and the way that Mark Turgeon did it, could not have been further apart on the spectrum.
You're talking about in terms of yelling or trying
Turgeon
to...
Turgeon probably would have gotten teed up yelling at one of his own players and and used all his timeouts during the first half. And maybe that stops the bleeding sooner. Maybe they get it back together. But at the same time, what Kennedy did was just, hey, not panic. It's early in the game. We got all this time to come back.
Right.
He saved all his timeouts for the second half. I think A&M still had 3 or 4 when the second half started. And as a result, the team, they were horrible, but didn't give up, slowly came back, and then had a chance to, you know, really to win there in the second half. They were down 2 for a couple possessions, and, you know, with about 2 minutes to go. So had a chance there. I just think it's interesting the way that I just always find it fascinating the way that different coaches approach things like that. So,
well, and Kennedy,
how often
does he yell? I mean, I would think he wants to save his energy for those very few moments in a season where...
Here's the thing. As far as we know, and I've spent some time trying to look this up, as far as we know, he hasn't ever gotten a technical.
Really?
Yeah. In college.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. As far as we know...
I would not be able to say that, I don't think.
I got 3 coaching JV taps basketball for 4 years.
I was
going to
say, getting tossed out of a church basketball game almost.
Yeah.
I don't know that
I got a T playing at intramurals, and I got a couple just coaching JV, like I said, JV taps over at St. Joseph's when I was there,
right.
A couple T's. So it's not that hard to get teed up. He's managed not to do it.
He
but
is
again,
an example,
that
though,
approach
of...
works right. for him and other right. for people. Anyway, I just thought it was a different kind of topic, something to dive into. Primo, I've been waiting all week for this next thing. We're going to go to break and come back and talk about it. And I can't talk about it with Cease, and I can't talk about it with Kroom.
Oh, I don't want to.
That's why you are here.
I don't want to talk about this, I bet.
It's the Daytona 500.
Oh, God. Lap 42.
It
all
ended. I know. It was over before it began for us.
Jeez.
But we'll talk about it. And we're going to tie it into this weekend's race because we got a weird story in NASCAR.
Shocking.
Friday is the day for weird stories. Send us your text. What's on your mind? What do you want to weigh in on? 229-1939. When we get back, it's our once a week, less than 10 minutes, NASCAR segment. Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle Sports Radio, 1150, The Zone.
Green Teams welcomes the Texas A&M Office of the President to its family of customers. Like many other businesses, Texas A&M's Office of the President uses Green Teams for interior landscaping. Green Teams also offers short-term plant rentals for events like weddings and conferences. Make your environment more pleasant with plants. For more information about interior landscaping, call Susie Gallagher with Green Teams, 823-7551. Green Teams.
Everyone knows Rattlers always has great specials in their stores, but with the Rattlers Registered Rewards Card, you'll get extra savings throughout the store. Got a sweet tooth? You'll love this month's candy special. Any king-size candy bar, 2 for only $2.22. Also, any size fountain drink's only $1. But with your registered Rattlers Rewards Card, it's only 50 cents. See, you're saving already. And when you're calling it a day, be sure to stop in at your closest Rattlers store and pick up an 18-pack of any of the fine family of beers from Bud, Miller, and Coors for only $14.99. Save every day at Rattlers. Rattlers. Friendly. Clean. Texan.
This is your 2015 Toyota Tundra, your castle on wheels. And in it, you rule. If you want to drive over mountains, go ahead. Through rivers, no problem. Roads, who needs roads? This truck can handle the toughest terrains, and its nav system can take you to well out of the way places and back again. So turn that key and you're off. Nothing holding you back. Free to roam the open road.
Daddy, are we almost there?
But first, a little ballet.
Yeah, sweetie. Couple more minutes.
Have your truck your way with the 2015 Toyota Tundra. With stylish design, bold exterior, comfortable interior, and latest technology, it's Texas built for today's truck driver. Right now, lease a dependable new 2015 Tundra Double Cab V8 for $349 a month for 24 months with $29.99 due at signing. Toyota, let's go places. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states. Ends 3/2/15.
This is Officer Reeder with the Marshal's Office. If you think you have a warrant in your name, find out for sure. Don't risk being arrested once the Texas Warrant Roundup starts. Notices will be going out soon to encourage people to take care of their outstanding warrants before Saturday, March the 7th, in order to avoid arrest. Once the roundup starts, you can be arrested at any time or any place, including your home, work, or at school. To find out if you're on the warrant list, contact the Bryan Municipal Court at 209-5400 or in person. Take care of the warrant before the grace period. Period ends.
Whether at work or play, your trucks and equipment take a beating every day. Make them last with Rhino Lining Protective Coatings. If you're investing in a new truck or just looking to add life to your existing truck, trailer, RV, and equipment, Rhino Linings is a proven solution. The new Rhino Extreme Coating offers superior resistance against chemical, rust, and corrosion, as well as durable impact resistance to withstand those heavy loads. If you want an industrial-strength truck bed liner, go extreme. Get yours today at Texas Custom Outfitters on Highway 6 in Navasota. Call for more info, 936-870-3000.
Sports Radio, 1150 The Zone. Use only as directed.
Baby, my name was Slop. In my rap shoot, my beats is stuck. Step from the table when I start to chop. I'm Mullum a Jack DJ Arrow. If you try to knock me, you'll get mocked. I'll stir fry you in my wok. You need to start shaking and your fingers pop. Like a pinch when the neck go, Mr. Spock.
Welcome back. I knew that one was coming. Like the pinch to the neck, like Mr. Spock. Did you watch?
You don't want to mess with that.
I watched the. Do you remember the commercial he did with Zachary Quinto? I watched this earlier. The one where they were in different cars. It's pretty funny. He's in a Mercedes. It's an Audi commercial. And
right.
Quinto's in the fancy new Audi, and he's in his Mercedes because he's old. And they get to the. They're racing to the pro shop. They're gonna go golfing, and they get there at the same time. Or, you know, Quinto beats him there by several minutes. But he's like, you know, I beat you. And then as they get out of the cars, he goes, "Well, we're not inside yet." And he death touches him. And Quinto goes it's down. Not, it's a good commercial. You gotta look that one
up. Vulcan on Vulcan crime?
Yeah. Well, Spock on Spock crime.
Right, yeah. That's, can you do that?
Yeah, I don't think you could neck pinch yourself. Not a good idea. All right. Primo, I'm with you. We got to talk about it because we can only – no one else here watches it. Well, they don't really watch much of anything because they work too much. But the 500 on Sunday, I was so psyched up. I was like, this is Tony's year. And he went down immediately. I mean, did we even have a commercial break?
Yeah, I mean, lap 41 is almost, we're almost getting to the quarter pole of the race. Well, he actually was out of it earlier last year, like in the 20s, and it wasn't his fault. This time, he says it was his fault. He let it get away from him because he blames himself for something that happened, but it is the worst part about NASCAR, and I'm always a proponent of getting people on board, getting hooked on this, because, look, football's over, people.
Oh, yeah.
You got nothing to do on Sunday now until August or September, and that's one of the things that dawned on me as I was watching NASCAR one Sunday a couple years ago, like, oh, I finally get it. There's no football. That's why this is so popular.
Mm-hmm.
He just got in a three-wide situation, and the car got loose in a turn, and next thing you know, he's up against the wall, and... you know, as I watched him come into the pit, I'm like, oh, God, maybe they can bang that.
Yeah, no,
he's to the garage and then finish 43rd. And the brutal, what I was going to say is, this is the brutal part, is if you only have one guy, your day's done when this happens. And it is, I mean, I have always rooted for multiple people. And I had Junior going there for a while until lap 19 to go.
Yeah.
And, man, you got a lesson on why Daytona and Talladega
are so awesome.
Yeah, he got
hung out by himself.
He got double – I've never seen anybody get so double railroaded.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just – it was brutal.
And then I thought when we had the green-white checkered, I'm thinking – I'm thinking the 48 is going to win.
No.
I was like, the 48 is going to find a way.
No.
And I still think I guess it might have been Junior.
Well, what happened was Logano got the lead, and Harvick, the four, was on him, and man was gaining on him. And I don't think at the very end that, you know, the rule is the white flag comes out when there's one lap to go. Once the white flag comes out,
that's it. Last lap.
That's it. No matter a nuclear bomb could hit the stadium. They're going to just try to figure out who was in what position when the bomb hit.
Well, I think it would be secondary at that point.
It might be, but the point is, as soon as the white flag comes out, and Harvick had Logano in his sights, but there was a typical crash in the back.
Yeah.
It always happens. And
see, I thought
Logano,
I guess, was Junior third?
Junior finished
third. I thought Junior might have a chance.
He was gaining on him.
See, I think he was going to have a little bit in store for that final turn, and then that wreck happened. But I use 70% of my willpower, my influence on the race for Tony Stewart.
Right.
The remaining 30%, so then once he went down, it was 100%, is just anybody but Danica Patrick. So,
Well, then you won.
Yeah, so I won. And then the thing, though, I'm not a huge Joey Logano guy. It's just, like, he doesn't do anything for me. Anyway.
I am not only not a huge – I was rooting for Jeff Gordon.
Yeah,
at that
point.
Hate Jeff Gordon.
I don't like Gordon either. But
I don't want Jeff Gordon to finish in the top 43 if it's possible.
I don't.
But the only thing that could happen that would supersede that, I even think I like Kyle Busch more now than I like. Of course, you got to remember, Tony Stewart punched Joey Logano. I don't know if it was last year or 2 years ago. Joey Logano is.
If Joey Logano goes back to when he took over the number 20 car.
Brutal.
And I didn't like that he was in the 20 Home Depot because I was used to that being Stewart's car.
Right.
I didn't like that. So, just never liked the guy.
No, it was interesting watching Junior come back.
What
Junior
a race, though.
It was a great race. And Logano did well to win it. And the cool thing at the end for me was watching Junior get railroaded, go from basically the lead and having the fastest car all day to, I think he fell back to 19th. With about 18 laps to go, and got all the way back to third.
Yeah,
that's good. That bodes well for the future for him.
Yeah, I think he's gonna have a big year.
I think he's gonna have a huge year.
Yeah. So that was fun. It was a good race overall, even though Tony was out early. But we got the race this week. Moving on to Atlanta.
Yeah.
Travis Waffle, who says his name wrong. it's spelled like Vopple, but he says Quaffle every time I've ever heard it.
Weird.
Who is this? Lost his car. Overnight, Primo. Have you heard this story?
No. Yes. What?
Travis Waffle's car got stolen out of, and like the whole truck, the Team Extreme number 44 car was in a truck trailer, the whole bit. It got stolen out of a parking lot. And so he has had to withdraw from the race because they don't have a car.
This isn't even, you can't lose a car. You know, what? I don't buy.
Yeah.
Sprint Cup car stolen from hotel.
Yeah.
Well, this is a new one.
Yeah.
I can't think.
So what happened was they were worried about the ice in Atlanta.
Right.
So they sent the.
Okay, this is starting to make a little sense.
They sent the big truck apparently early. They had the, you know, the.
Right, because they're in Atlanta.
Truck with all the tools and all that stuff. The big rig was already down there.
Right.
And they were going to take the car on a dually.
Right.
Just take the car down there later because of all the ice and everything. And that car on the dually got stolen. So the 44
I can
car.
Just imagine.
The 44
Holy,
car will not be racing in Atlanta this weekend.
Sprint Cup car, let's get it.
Apparently it's in some sort of trailer and it's like unmarked. So, because he said when whoever opens it is probably going to be surprised.
Oh, they just stole the trailer.
Well, it was like in a small trailer. It wasn't the whole big, huge trailer. It was in a little trailer.
Tell you what, that's going to be hard to resell.
Well, you're going to have to strip that one for parts, possibly, because it's going to be hard to resell the number 44 car without someone being a little wise.
Oh, my gosh. That
I
is
thought,
awesome.
I thought it was a good story.
So great.
Oh, man. So, we'll find out if he finds his car by Sunday and can re-enter the race, but probably not. All right, let's go to break. When we come back, let's talk hoops. Big weekend. And we'll talk about the women's game last night as well. Kind of a tough game for them. Come back with us. Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagles. Sports Radio 1150, The Zone.
I wanted to go back to...
Your home for Aggie baseball is Sports Radio 1150, The Zone. Every hit, every win, every game, all season long, can be heard right here on your home for Aggie athletics. Sports Radio 1150, The Zone. This is Sports Radio 1150, KZNE and KNDE HD3 College Station, Bryan.
Sports Flash. I'm Rich Jackerman. The Bulls got some good news on Derek.